The NFL's coronavirus problem is getting worse. The Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots canceled practice today after more players tested positive. Those two teams have already had games postponed, and the new cases raise questions about their games this weekend. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Well, how is the league handling this? Because it seems like it could be getting beyond their control.
Yes, so you're right. Both of those teams have had games postponed, but with in the Patriots' case, it was only by one day. The Titans have already had their bye week forced upon them, and that creates a lot of scheduling if they have to have another bye week and the NFL teams only have one. Then there's the cascading effect of how this might affect the schedule. Maybe the NFL would have to add an extra week to accommodate all the play that would have to all the teams and all the games that would have to be played. But also there is intimations from the league office that an extremely harsh punishment could come down on the Titans, because whereas the Patriots have had two great players afflicted by COVID, it doesn't seem, it's not documented they did anything wrong. But the Titans allegedly practiced not in the team facility, but privately, and were told explicitly not to by the league. So people are talking about, well, they're talking about a lot of punishments. We don't know what it will be. It seems like the Titans did not play this well.
You know, Mike, we've been talking to you week after week, and we've spent a lot of the time talking about coronavirus and what's been going on there. Maybe we have lost sight of what is actually happening on the field or on the court, because there have been some tremendous performances. Let's start with the Seattle Storm winning their fourth WNBA title this week.
Yeah, that's a good one to talk about if you talk about tremendous performances. Breonna Stewart is one of the greatest players in the WNBA. So 3 years ago, she wins the finals MVP as the Storm wins the title. Last year, she's out for the entire season with an Achilles. It's a tough injury to come back from. How does she come back? She did the same thing this year that she did in 2018. She wins the finals MVP. She scores 26 points in the finals game, and the Storm wins its fourth WNBA title.
And what about in the NBA? It looks like LeBron James is about to lead the LA Lakers to the championship. They're up 3-1 over the Miami Heat. Game 5 is tomorrow night. What would that mean? Another Lakers title and another title for James?
Yeah, for the Lakers, it would be, I guess they'd say, on brand. Their fans would, infuriating all the other fans in the NBA. For James, it's just amazing, because he would be the third player to win a franchise, an NBA title with three different franchises. The other two, John Sally and Robert Horry, are good. They're not going to sniff the Hall of Fame. LeBron James, you know, very much in the discussion for greatest player of all time. If you look at how James has changed his game, you know, he led the NBA in assists this year. He's a forward. The next, I don't know, 10, 12 guys on the list are guards. Guards are supposed to hand out the assists. But James does what it takes to win, and especially with the Heat injured, looks like the Lakers are going to win that title.
Let's talk about baseball. Listen to this performance from last night.
This is ball to deep center field. Ballinger twisting around. Still going. He's at the wall.
He made the catch, just an incredible catch by Dodgers outfielder Cody Bellinger. There weren't any fans in the stadium to see it, but it sure sounds like they were with the fake crowd noise we just heard. They really got it right, didn't they?
Yes, kudos to the audio engineer, but also to Cody Bellinger. So the situation, this was a tight game. The Padres were down by one, but with a man on, Fernando Tatis comes up in the seventh inning, and he's facing the hardest thrower in the major leagues. The Dodgers pitcher he throws 99. Bruce Starr, Gratterall throws 99 or 100 on every pitch. 99 mile an hour fastball. Tatis takes him. It looks like he takes him yard center field, and there goes Bellinger with this amazing catch. And they need it, because San Diego winds up loading the bases in the bottom of the ninth, down one. The Dodgers eke out a victory. Every game in the Major League Baseball playoffs is now an elimination game. They're in a best of five series, and every team has every series has a team with two wins. So it's really getting exciting in baseball.
Mike, does this mean you were watching that and not the vice presidential debate last night?
Well, the timing was such that I could catch both. And you know what? There were flies in each of them.
Okay. Real quick, anything else jumping out at you from the baseball playoffs?
Yes. Like I said, this is an exciting time because this is a best of five series. Atlanta is up on Miami. The Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton, has hit home runs five games in a row, but Tampa Bay has won the last two games. So, you know, if we talk again tomorrow, every single one of these series could be done, and we'll know who the final four teams in baseball are.
We have to give Mike credit for his quickness. There were flies in each of them. That was right off the cuff. Good for you, Mike. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.